In his will of March 8, 1628, Antony van Dyck expressed the wish to be buried in this Beggenaars church, but his later career at the English court would decide otherwise.
This is the place to cherish. Silence in Antwerp city. So close to the shopping streets, the busy traffic, and the student neighborhood. The Biguanage is there for you to relax. The Biguans were unmarried pious women. But they were not nuns. They hadn't taken perpetual vows. These ladies were engaged in healthcare, education, and textile production. Although they were living in a community, most of them could afford an individual home. Hence, this whole complex looked like a village in the city. Biguanages are a unique feature of the Low Countries. These buildings deserve to be lifted out of the shadow on artistic motives and family reasons. Your dancer sisters Magdalena and Elizabeth were Biguans and lived in the Antwerp Biguanage until an outbreak of plague in 1645. Starting with the church of the Biguanage, where you will find paintings from teacher Adam van Noort and pupil Jacques Jordaens face to face. But, admittedly, they're not clearly visible, and one of them is in poor condition. The mockery of Christ is attributed to Adam van Noort, without a specific date. It was intended for the previous Biguan church, which used to be much larger. The wooden panels have come loose, and the paint layers have been temporarily fixed with Japanese paper as an emergency measure. The Pieta, or Lamentation of Christ by Jordaens, dates from 1650. It's a smaller scale version of the theme Ablution and Anointing of Christ seen in the Maagdenhuis. The dead body of Jesus in the arms of Mary is surrounded by three women and three pious men. Another lamentation by Antony van Dyck adorned the high altar of the previous Biguan church. Today it is in the KMSKA collection. Antony had at least two, probably three, unmarried sisters who lived as Biguans, Cornelia, Susanna, and Elizabeth. These pious ladies were not out of touch with the outside world since van Dyck relied on them for his business interests when he himself was abroad. The love life of van Dyck remains in the shadow or, at best, have been given a literary memento, a heavily romanticized life story about the painter under the Dutch title Die Sierlijke, The Graceful, describes the painter's love life. According to the book, van Dyck did not only kiss the hands and eyes of his female models. It has been historically established that Antony married a Catholic lady-in-waiting of the English Queen in London. Her name was Mary Ruthven, a descendant of Scottish nobility. Their first daughter, Justiniana, was born on December 1, 1641. Just 8 days before her father's death. As an adult, Justiniana visited the Antwerp Biguanage together with her husband, Sir John Baptist Stepney. On this visit, both converted to Catholicism, were re-baptized, and married for a second time, but now according to the Catholic rites. It is also a fact that our refined dandy Antony had an illegitimate daughter in Antwerp, Maria Theresia, born around 1621 and raised by Aunt Biguin. Van Dyck never forgot her, and he left her 15,090 guilders, at least 200,000 euros in today's currency, as we found stated in his will, my young daughter, by name Maria Theresia, and my lawful daughter, born here in London.